Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome back, villagers. Today's topic, we are going to discuss what to expect after being admitted to a nursing facility. From our second episode on choosing the right nursing facility or nursing home, we're going to discuss what to expect and give some tips and some advice. Back to you in a moment. Okay, villagers, I'm back. Your host, Neil, for Village Health, where my motto is, take care of your loved ones. All right, today's topic, we are going to discuss what to expect when getting admitted to a nursing facility. Okay, when I was a rep, actually referring patients out of the hospital to our skilled nursing facilities, let me tell you some of the things you need to look out for. Your loved ones need to look out for as well. So be aware, okay? The first thing the social worker is going to try to do is get you out of the facility. And like I said before, you need to communicate. Communication is the key. After you have chosen the right skilled nursing facility or nursing home, the next step is a transportation, being transported from the hospital to a skilled nursing facility. You will be transported from the hospital to the facility by ambulance, okay? That is the contractor ambulances that they have, that the hospital have for the entire unit, basically entire hospital. So anytime the transportation company transports patients, if it's from a skilled nursing facility or maybe to another step down facility. So this is the thing I need you to understand. Please do not, I advise you to avoid getting transferred after 7 p.m. in the evening. And the reason I say that is because, number one, if you're an inpatient, or your loved one who's an inpatient in the hospital and they haven't received their dinner yet, believe me, you want to want that patient to have their dinner. And number two, it depends on the season, because it could be awfully cold outside in the dead of winter. 7 o'clock at night, it could be 32 degrees. It could be 40 degrees at night. And you're being transported from the hospital to a skilled nursing facility, and you're being transported, you know, from inside the ambulance outside into the facility. Believe me, it's cold. The only thing you have on is a couple of sheets. It's unfortunate, but that is what it is. And another reason why I advise you not to get transported after 7 o'clock is because the late and the second shift and the DON has left for the day. So the DON is the director of nursing. She knows exactly who's coming in to her facility. The administrator most of the time knows, but the DON and the admissions director, they know what time exactly when you're coming, okay? So sometimes it could be a delay. And let's say if there's a 4 o'clock pickup time and that AMBO doesn't get there until five. Well, sometimes there's a delay because there's a shortage in the workforce. Sometimes they may not get there until 6 o'clock. And it depends on how far it is from the hospital to the skilled nursing facility. So that's one thing you need to look out for, okay? The DON knows the diagnosis. They know exactly how to treat you when you arrive. All right. Okay, this other topic, this other advice I'm trying to give you. When you are being transported from the hospital to the facility, please, I ask you, have a family member or have a loved one meet you at the facility. Okay, have them bring your important personal items such as clothes, hygiene products, your cell phone charger, your electronic items like an iPad or something, or anything that makes you comfortable, make sure you have your family member or your loved ones meet you at the facility, and so they can actually hand off those items to either the nurse or the CNA or GNA who's going to be on your unit, where they have the room prepared for you so they can get those, put those items in there. Because I don't think that family members, because of COVID, that the family members are allowed to come and visit you on the very first day. Because, of course, you have to, the skilled nursing facility has to prepare, you know, you and settle you in. And then I think it's like the next day you're allowed to have family members. Okay. So another thing, have your special person, your loved one, your family member, your friends, church member, that special person, get the unit nurse's name and contact information, as well as the CNA or the GNA. The CNA, they will know any activity that is happening on the unit you're being transported to. Okay, especially when you're under observations, because after COVID, there's observation unit, and after observation, you're normally in a single room, and then afterwards, after a week, you're probably transferred to general population, which you will have a roommate. Okay. Have your special person get to know the admissions director, because on the previous podcast, I discussed on choosing the right skilled nursing facility, and you're taking your tour on the facilities that, you know, you have a list of facilities you're interested in, you know, transporting your loved one to. Please get to know the admissions director, because he or she, is, you know, they're very educated on every patient, the diagnosis, readmissions. They know when patients are going to the hospital and when they're coming back. They know the discharge plan. I advise you to get to know their names and get their contact information. And also, please get the social worker's information. Again, communication, confirmation. Let's get that information. That is what's important, okay? Because the social worker knows the scheduling, and they will update you on the family plan meeting for, like, discharging and all. They know when there's time after you have served or served your purpose of being at the facility, of being, you know, getting your rehab or your medical services, and it's completed. The social worker knows exactly when and what date and time they're going to discharge you to, you know, to home. And just remember, social workers always do a safe discharge to home, because it's a step down. It's like any other process. Forgive me for that. But your process is, okay, if you're ill and you're not well enough to go home, you go to a step down. That's a rehab or skilled nursing facility. From there, you go home. And the social worker in the rehab or the skilled nursing facility, they will discharge you with a home health care company. And that's where, on the previous, I think, episode 3, where we discussed choosing the right skilled nursing, home health care company that will come to your home and actually provide you with those services. Okay, so please beware of that. Okay, so your loved one wants to come and visit you, or actually they want to get in contact with the director of nursing, or maybe the admissions director, or maybe the social worker, anyone who's, you know, like the physical therapist, the director of physical therapist. I'm going to let you in on something. Every morning, Monday through Friday, all facilities have something called a stand-up meeting. And they have this at 9 a.m. every morning. And they discuss patients who were admitted the previous day, the expecting patients, Any patients that that have family members that have concerns or questions and concerns regarding the care, they discuss financials. They discuss basically everything. So if you need to get in contact with any of those people, you know, any of those department heads, wait until like after 10 o'clock to give a, you know, to call and contact them, because that's the best time if you want to, you know, an update on your loved one. That's a good time to go and visit your loved one, probably after breakfast. I say between 9 o'clock, nine on, you know, go visit your loved one at the, you know, skilled nursing facility. Visit them. I'm sure they love to see you. Okay. Visitation. During visitation hours, ask if your loved one can accept food other than the food that is prepared for them in the skilled nursing facility. Make sure you get in contact with the unit manager, the unit nurse manager, to find out if, you know, if their diet will allow them to have Wendy's, McDonald's, or Burger King, Taco Bell, any other food, even the food that you will cook, you know, from home, the home cooking. There's nothing like that, but the home cooking. So that's one of the things I would suggest is just ask. It doesn't hurt. Okay, another thing that's very, very important. Medications. If you have a loved one who's on a blood pressure medication or some type of special meds that may be a little expensive that the facility cannot afford to provide, let's say if it's HIV medications, if there's a special heart medication, please provide that medication to the facility. If you have to go and get a renewal on your, on your medications for your loved ones, please make sure you have them, because it's very important, very, very important. Okay. Today, again, we have to discuss about our sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by Sleep Lease Corporation, a commercial apnea sleep testing company that performs sleep studies in a skilled nursing environment. If you have a loved one who is an inpatient in a skilled nursing facility or nursing home in the state of Maryland or the Maryland area, and they need to be tested, please just give Sleep Lease a call, and they will have their respiratory therapist, they have their certified respiratory therapist come out and actually provide you with the test, and they come back the next day and pick up the equipment and have the results actually sent to or emailed or faxed to the respiratory director or the DON, the director of nursing. So if you have a loved one, please contact Sleep Lease. Their number is 888-675-6662. They're very reliable. And believe me, if they weren't, they wouldn't be contracted with over 24 local nursing homes throughout the state of Maryland. So if you have a loved one who is in a skilled nursing facility or rehab, and maybe they are contracted with them and maybe they're not, but it's always good to ask. Okay, we are back with another advice and some tips that I would like to give you regarding, let's say if your loved one or yourself may be recommended for physical therapy or occupational therapy. Do me a favor, ask how many sessions during your stay are you going to be provided physical therapy and occupational therapy? They would know how many times a week are you having your sessions. So that gives you an opportunity to relay that information to your loved one so they could schedule accordingly to stop by and see you, because I'm sure they can't see you while you're in your session, while you're walking down the halls or you're in the gym or you're riding on that stationary bike. That's a great a good thing to ask, basically. Another thing. Okay. All you patients out there who are receiving dialysis. So, normally when you're home, you have outpatient dialysis. Okay. You have a center that you go to maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or there's a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday session. So you can relay that information to your loved one so they know exactly when to stop by and visit you. Okay. So this is my information that I give out. And my thing is, if I have the experience and I have the knowledge of certain things, I'm going to share it. That is who I am. I share it for free. You know, I have a wealth of information for a lot of healthcare professionals, ones who are trying to open ALFs, just a wealth of information, even for companies who are trying to open up, you know, durable medical equipment companies. I give it away because I've always been blessed. And also, I just want to thank everyone for stopping by again and listening to this podcast. I know you have other things to do, but the great thing is, I'm glad you're listening so you can pass some of this information on to your family members, your loved ones' family members, your friends, your coworkers, church members, anyone. So again, as our motto is, please take care of your loved ones. And I thank you for listening to Village Health. Thank you, villagers. Until next time.